This episode covers what to do when she shuts down mid-conversation. You're mid-sentence. She's already gone quiet, and you're not sure whether to keep talking or stop. You'll walk away with 5 cues to catch it early, and the exact words to use once you do. Here's what's happening when you keep talking, and she's already checked out. You're trying to fix things before they get worse, so stopping mid-sentence feels like giving up. That instinct usually comes from somewhere specific. Maybe a house growing up where things only got resolved if someone kept pushing until the other person answered. Or an earlier relationship where going quiet yourself once cost you. Either way, the fear underneath is the same one. If I stop now, this never gets resolved. What am I afraid will happen if I stop talking right now? I'm afraid if I stop, we'll just never deal with it. That fear is understandable. And it's also the exact thing that keeps you talking past the point where she can hear you at all. So here's the method. 5 things you're going to do in order once you notice her going quiet. Notice one of the cues without saying anything yet. Pause. Even mid-sentence. An unfinished thought is fine. Name what you see. Briefly. No blame. Offer a real break with a specific time to return. Then come back on time. Even if nothing feels resolved yet. Most men catch the shutdown after it's already happened. 5 cues usually appear first, often within the same minute or two. Her answers get shorter. Eye contact drops to the counter or the floor. Her tone flattens out completely. She creates physical distance, turning away or crossing her arms. And she stops asking anything back. Any one of these alone might mean she's tired. 2 or 3 together usually means she's already holding herself together until the conversation ends. Now, let's get into the words themselves. Catching it early sounds like this. You're mid-conversation about something ordinary, and her answers have shrunk to one word. Stop before you finish your current point. Say this. Hey, you went quiet. Do you want a minute? Or should I keep going? Wait here, and do not fill the silence. Either way is fine. I just wanted to check. That works because you're naming the shift instead of talking over it, and handing the pace back to her instead of deciding for both of you. When she's already stopped answering entirely, a harder conversation has gone 15 minutes, and she's staring at the counter. Lower your volume before you speak. Say this. I can see you're done for right now. I'm going to stop pushing on this. Just breathe for a moment before you carry on. Can we come back to it around 8 tonight? This can feel to her like the first real sign of safety in the whole conversation, since it takes away the pressure to keep responding while she's overwhelmed. Sometimes you'll notice your own urge to push harder before you've even said anything else. Tell yourself she's not shutting you out to punish you. She's out of room to take anything else in right now. Then say, out loud, let me slow down for a second. When the break is over and you're ready to come back, keep it short. Say this. You said you needed some space earlier. I've got time now if you do. Let that sentence sit before you add anything else. No pressure if it's not the right moment. Being there on time, without demanding she engage right away, does more to rebuild trust than the original topic ever will in that moment. And if you missed the cues earlier and kept talking well past the point she'd already checked out, bring it up later, once things are calm. Say this. I want to go back to earlier. I kept talking after you'd already checked out, and that wasn't fair to you. Take a second before you carry on, so it has time to register. Next time you go quiet, I'll try to catch it faster. Different men freeze for different reasons. And here's how to adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you tend to reassure her again and again, say it once and let the silence hold. If your instinct is to list what you did right, skip the list, name what you see, and step back. If you raise your volume to get a reaction, lower it on purpose before you say anything else. And if your instinct is to go quiet too, mirroring her retreat, you'll need to be the one who speaks first, even though every instinct says to disappear along with her. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond generally, on top of what's happening in this moment. If she usually pushes harder when she feels distant, today's silence is probably exhaustion, not a change in her usual intensity. If she usually goes quiet after trying hard for a while, don't wait for her lead. Bring the topic back yourself. If she usually needs space and values her independence, offer the break without checking in on her repeatedly. And if she's usually the one who stays engaged while you tend to pull back, take her shutdown seriously since it's out of character for her. Sometimes it goes sideways no matter what you do. If she says it doesn't matter anyway, don't argue the point. Say this: "It matters to me. I'm not going to push right now, but I'm not dropping it either. I'll check back at 8. If the return time arrives and she's still not ready, ask for a new time instead of reopening the topic on the spot. That can feel to her like proof you'll wait instead of forcing the timeline to suit you. Catching a shutdown early and handling it well does more for closeness than almost anything you can say mid-argument. When you stop pushing at the right moment, she may read that as proof you can be trusted with her hardest moments, not just her easy ones. Short term, you'll likely notice less flinching the next time a hard topic comes up. Longer term, repeated proof that you notice and pause is what lets warmth come back on its own timeline instead of being forced. You picked up something tonight you didn't have before you started. Tonight, if it comes back up, you'll have the words ready. And if she reaches out first, you'll know to meet her there instead of starting over. You don't have to force the door open tonight. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. Hopefully, something you heard will help with whatever brought you here today.